All right. Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas, almost. Christmas Eve.
There's nothing on your audio.
It's getting there. It's on.
Oh,
there it is. Everything's good.
I just didn't see the lines moving.
Mm-hmm.
Can you check with Doug and make sure?
Yep, he will. He'll check in. 1, 2, 3. We have 2 sleeping dogs over here, in case you're wondering. There they are. Christmas Eve dogs. What a life, huh? That's tough. Chance and Finley.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen is joining all of us in studio tonight, but off camera.
Yes, I just got finished working all day, and all of you folks who cook understand what it takes to put a turkey dinner and an apple pie and chocolate chip cookies and all sorts of things together. And all we had over was my parents, just the two mm-hmm. of us.
Except your
the
mother.
Four of us, I
your
say.
Mother eats 3 portions.
I know.
Just
God,
3
love her.
Meals.
She's a peanut.
She's 80 pounds and 80 years old.
She is, and she eats like she has a hollow leg. I mean, she just loves, and she laughs, she'll giggle about it. She'll say, yeah, I'm going out for my second helping. And she just, off she goes. And there's not an ounce of fat on that woman. Amazing.
I have no idea how she does it.
I know. She giggles about it. She thinks it's hysterical.
But
it was a long day, and I haven't prepared, so.
We just wanted to spend just a few minutes with you this evening, not long, just to say thank you and Merry Christmas. And we pray that everyone is together with their families, with their loved ones, that you're able to also have a Merry Christmas. We want to thank you for this year of friendship and fellowship. For, I think, all of us, it's been a trying year. We are going into another year that is going to, by all accounts, it's going to be an even tougher year.
Mm.
But that shouldn't discourage us. I was in conversation with a friend on the West Coast Friday, and it was interesting. We were talking about how the tough times make you tougher, how the tough things that we go through, that we're praying for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and yet we still have to go through quite a bit before he arrives. But that makes us stronger in our faith. And I think that's part of the reason we go through and will be going through with his protection and his provision. So I don't want us to be discouraged going into 2024. It's just sobering times. These are different times than the world has ever experienced.
Our mindset is different. You know, even this celebration, or whatever you want to call Christmas, we say it every year. We know that this day is not the day that Jesus was born. We know that probably some aspects of this are tied up in some pagan belief systems. And I think what we hold to, though, is more the tradition, the gathering of the families, the at least trying to focus on, you know, the gift that Jesus was to us from our Heavenly Father. I don't know that, you know, in past time that anybody can actually locate the actual day that you can say it is. But the Lord Jesus might not celebrate it. Even a birthday, I don't know that they celebrated them back then. I don't even know. But, you know, the thing is I think we hold to memories of what we had when we were younger, and that was the gathering with families, and what child doesn't like to get presents, you know, but it's not a happy time for everybody.
Right.
And I think that's where a lot of the disappointment and a lot of, you know, spirits of depression can enter in if you don't keep your wits about you and really just have a circumspect attitude toward this. You know, let's call it for what it is. It is tradition. It is not a holy day.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know what day Jesus was born. And we might choose to celebrate his birthday. We don't know how he would have if he was here on earth. If, you know, Mary bakes cakes and everybody comes over and they sing happy birthday and blow out the candles. I don't know that that was a Jewish tradition. You know, so the way to I think what we celebrate more is just the tradition of gathering with family and the giving of gifts. And if that's all that it is, with a mindset toward understanding that, okay, this is the day that we are going to take and focus as the day that we are so grateful to our Heavenly Father for giving us Jesus. He truly was a gift. But when we look at the way that gift was treated, it quickly becomes very, very somber. It's not packages and bows and tinkling bells. You know, it's nothing like that at all.
Let me go to our scripture for tonight. John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
Hmm. The last part, it's good.
Verse 19, and this is the verdict. The light has come into the world, but men love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, does not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever practices the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen clearly that what he has done has been accomplished in God.
Yeah. So I would just want to encourage those who have less than perfect families, less than perfect situations relationally, to, you know, to understand and not buy into the leave it to beaver concept of family, you know, or to think that maybe at one certain point in your life it was better than what's where you're at right now. For all of us right now, we can take comfort in knowing that none of us have an ideal family situation at this point. How can we, when we are in the midst of the wheat and the tares, you know, and families are being separated? So, you know, take what you can from it. Maybe you're gathering with new friends this holiday, or maybe, you know, your situation, your family dynamic has changed, as most have, and in which case, Anthonya and I offer out to you our encouragement and support, because we know that it's not easy. And it's different even if you're gathering with the same people, and yet there's a part of you that knows that they're not the same. And yet nobody wants to say anything, and you try and act as if things were the same. But there's a big discrepancy in what is reality and what is pretend. And I think we're all getting to the point where we just don't want to pretend anymore.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, I think we, you know, I enjoy opening your gifts and you enjoy opening my gifts. And let's just take that for what it is. It's a day where we give one another gifts. We keep in mind, you know, the gift that God gave us in his Son Jesus, which I can't even compare. I mean, you don't open that sweater that you're wearing right now and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, it's not that kind of thing. So it's kind of a human way of rationalizing gift giving, you right. know. But let's just call it tradition and a time where, okay, so we give gifts to one another.
It's just something we gather with.
Yeah, and we gather with family, and if, you know, those family that you still want to gather with, and enjoy a meal, and hopefully as good a conversation as you can without it turning to politics, or
your mother usually, when she comes over, will spend 15-20 minutes kind of chit-chatting about things, and then she'll stop me and she'll go, so what is it that I don't know that I need to know?
Yeah, she'll say, what is it that I need to know? That's what she'll say. Now, she didn't ask that today. I don't think she wants to know.
Yeah,
for one day, Anthony, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Just one day.
Oh, she's really sharp. She asks really
good
questions.
What do I know that I don't know? That's what she says. Yeah. What do I need to know that I don't know?
Yeah. But she follows, you know, what you and I explain to her. She understands. And
yeah.
It's amazing at her age that she's able to take it all in and process it and be open-minded about it. But that displays her faith. That shows her faith that she has.
So, you know, we do want people to, when they can, grab those moments and hang on to them and cherish them, because everything is changing so, so quickly. And as we go into this year ahead and every day going forward, we look at it, I think, with the eyes and spirit, the Holy Spirit that Jesus shares with us. And that is to be sober minded, because we know what lies ahead is not going to be good. You know, when we sit down and say grace, you can't even overlook that, because, you know, to sit down and have a turkey dinner or have a roast beef or something like that, you know, that's becoming more and more difficult for families because food prices are so outrageous. That's not going to change. The Bible tells us in Revelation that the cost of things are just going to go through the roof. So really, we don't want to take any meal for granted.
No.
So, you know, hold on to these moments as they are presented to you, and take from them the gifts and the encouragement that you can, and just hang on to it. Just hang on to it and cherish it, because we know that the times are definitely here now, and they are, the world has changed dramatically.
But the Lord's right there with us.
He is.
He says He will never leave our side.
Will never leave us or forsake us.
No, He's always there with us. You know, it was, you know, the small blessings and the small signs and things like that. Your parents were scheduled to come over for a late afternoon meal with us. And, you know, we don't know exactly what time they're arriving. You know, we know when they left their house. So I'm just keeping an eye out the front window, you know, to see when they pull up to the gate. And about 10 minutes before they arrived, it started to snow lightly.
Yeah, it was pretty.
And it was just, it was like the Lord was just saying, yep, it's a white Christmas.
Well, actually, it's going up into the 40s, so it's all rain now. It's not really rain, it's just kind of drizzle out. But yeah, we're going to be in the 40s for the next few days.
The white mountains of New Hampshire are not white.
No, they're not. They're not. It's all between the rain that we just came through a few days ago, the heavy, heavy rains, and now, now we're back to square one again. There's nothing on the ground. But that's all right. I'm not going to complain.
Nope.
There's a lot of very destructive weather that has been hitting our world, so I'm grateful for this respite.
Yep.
You know, and thank you for those who prayed for the people in California when those storms were approaching. I heard from a couple of the people here that they came through it just fine. That, you know, they were, one person was in worried about their pool getting overflowing, and that did not happen. So she was grateful for that. And the flooding that they predicted did not happen. So we are happy. I said, God makes distinctions, and He does.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you guys stay on top of your local weather if you know that tornadoes or damaging winds and whatever is coming your way, please email us or go to our last post in band, you know, to and just plug it in there, and we'll go ahead and hopefully somebody will pick up on it. But I check email a couple times a day, and you do too. So send it to Anthony and us and band, and we will put a post out there, and we will all focus our prayers and add our voices to yours with respect to asking the Lord to protect, and also for you to bind and command those demonic forces that are manipulating the weather, to put a stay, if you will, on them so that they cannot. You stand up for your property, your city, your town, and you command those powers and principalities to be removed from that area, and plead, as always, the blood, the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and your birthright, because that carries with it authority, and they have, you know, they have to capitulate, if you will, to the name of Jesus. They have to.
Yep.
So.
And also, we have people that are traveling. So, as you often do for you and I when we're traveling, prayers for traveling mercies.
No, absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yeah. People drive crazy now. There's, you know, that focus just isn't there. And we're seeing a lot of stupid moves on highways or even in parking lots, you know, shopping. I said this to someone the other day. I'm hearing a lot of stories on the news of people getting run over and hurt in shopping centers. Yeah, and it's just because people are not paying attention. They don't have that ability to focus, and so they don't pay attention. And so those of us who are aware, literally, like you say, have your head on a swivel, you have to be watching in all directions at all times, because it's not you as it is them.
When I go to the grocery store that we go to, they have a large parking lot, and I just creep and crawl my way through that parking lot, and I always park on the far side away from the store.
Oh, yeah. I've had some hair-raising things happen. I've told you every night. It almost seems like we have a story every time we come back from that supermarket, because people just, they don't put on blinkers. They don't, they back out, and you think, oh, for sure, they'll stop and look. No. They'll put on a blinker, and or you think, you know, they've got the stop sign, and you think it's okay to go. Don't ever do it. Don't ever do it, because guaranteed they're not going to pay attention to it.
Anyway, I just want to really just say thank you for this year together. It's been wonderful to meet new subscribers here, new friends, and I've met some new people in our Skype calls this year as well. And it always amazes me. I was speaking to someone in the Philippines a few days ago, and the Skype was loud and clear, unbroken.
Yeah.
And then when I speak to our friends in Australia, it's a nightmare.
I know, because the Skype doesn't hold that well.
Yeah. But at any rate, it's amazing to me that we have the technology available to us to literally talk to people all over the world. And it's a privilege to speak to people around the world and get their perspective on what's going on, you know, in their areas. But, you know, they could be in any country and it doesn't matter. The same perspectives, conclusions,
concerns
come across.
Yes. And that's our humanness connecting with one another.
Yep.
So that it's a lifeline, really, when you think about it. And it's not just them needing our encouragement. We need theirs as well. We are carrying one another's burdens. And, you know, if life is hard here in the United States for people, I mean, it's the same in other places, too. Though their circumstances may be different, the burdens are similar.
Yep.
And so that ability to connect and be, even if it's just once a month, looking forward to that conversation, you know, with people who have really become friends. Because when you can look someone face in the face, I mean, face to face, and be able to speak with them and to see their eyes and their expressions, that is connecting with humanness.
Mm-hmm.
And that we know is real, as we're getting to a place in time where a lot of the things that we do and over the computer are not real.
Yeah.
And that is what we have as a challenge facing us in 2024, is honing and staying so close daily, throughout the day, moment by moment, acknowledging God's Holy Spirit and seeking the Spirit for answers and discernment, so that we can recognize those things that are not authentic.
We might call 2024 the year of discernment.
Yes. It'll certainly be needed. It will certainly be needed, because so much out there we can't even trust anymore. You know, we just can't. They can put any type of information they want out there and give it an authentic looking title and background and, you know, go to town with all the graphics to make it look legit. And we're now in the time. I mean, let's just turn to Revelation and say, ah, yeah, okay. If it were possible, even the elect could be deceived. But by prefacing it with, if it were possible, it means it's also possible for you to discern these things, but never in and of ourselves. Never. Right. It has to be the Holy Spirit, and that's how He is teaching us.
Yep.
And that's how His revelations have come by. That's how we came to know the truth.
Yep.
About these days that we're living in and what the mark of the beast actually is.
Yep. Otherwise, we would have been blind to it as much as anybody else.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of gratefulness for the Lord getting us through. 2023 was not an easy year.
Nope.
It was not an easy year. I know for myself, a lot of things came home to roost, so to speak. And I'm not talking about our chickens. I'm not talking about our Rickon hoop. I'm using that expression because a lot of what I miss and treasure and hold dear is just really hitting home. And it's, I don't know that I can pull out of it, so to speak. You know, the loss of my sons is devastating to me. And that hurt this year. It hurts now. I think it'll hurt until I draw my last breath. But it really hurt me this year. And it still does. You know, my mom and I were in the kitchen talking as I was washing up some of the dishes, and she was helping me organize some of the, you know, my china that we use once a year, twice a year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, as I was talking, and we were talking about that and how life changes you. And I said, I swear to God, Mom. And I know that's a phrase we say all the time, and we probably shouldn't say it, but it's one of those things that we're used to, a phrase. And I said, Mom, I think the thing, we were talking about life, and she was saying how at 81, or maybe Mom's 82, and Ron is 81, you know, she doesn't have much life left, and she's happy that, you know, she's up here. And I said, sometimes, Mom, I swear that the one thing that I'm going to pass from, I said, is just a broken heart. And then I, you know, we're thinking about how the Lord says hearts failing for fear of what's coming upon the earth. And it's not like that phrase is really applicable to how my heart is, but I mean, my heart is broken over everything that I have seen and experienced with my family on this earth. And I know others are too. It's just it's something you live with and you push through every day. But all it takes is bringing up something, or a memory is stirred, or a song is heard, or a you know, a call comes through from somebody you haven't heard from them in a long time, and it's just like it brings back a flood of memories, and it's a constant reminder that we live with this pain. And sometimes I don't even feel equipped to encourage people. But still, I, you know, you push through and you go beyond yourself, and God's always there to pull us up and to pull us through. But on the human side of things, I struggle with my heart being broken every single day. And I know you do too, yep, with your daughters. And that was what 2023 was for me. And I know that I haven't seen my son Ian now in almost 4 years. And there's still some people here that remember when we shared that situation, when that broke and that happened. And then I pushed through those 3 years, but boy, this 2023 was a year that it was almost like a constant reminder of what I've lost. It was a daily battle.
Yeah.
And I think the demons want to do that too. You know, continue to bring it up before you, anything to get you down, anything to make you want to throw in the towel and give in. And that's where you just have to call out to the Lord and say, no, you know, I mean, if this is how you want me to go of a broken heart, then I guess that's how I'll go. But if this isn't what you want, Lord, then I need your strength, which is a power beyond myself. I can't pick it up and give myself more of it. I can only come to you and say, listen, this is what's happening to me. This is where I'm at. I know you know it. And of course he knows. Since the beginning of time, humanity has been breaking his heart, and he's been losing children left and right to the world and to Satan, to sin. So I think we can take encouragement again and looking at this and knowing that our Heavenly Father knows exactly how we're feeling, and he knows how to comfort us when we don't feel like we have that ability to comfort ourselves or to be able to understand or fix it or change it. Because there are things that have happened now in this generation that can't be changed and it can't be undone. And we know what the outcome is, both the earthly outcome as well as the spiritual outcome. And yes, our hearts would fail were it not for God helping us.
Sure.
So that's why I say, you know, in wrapping all of this up, that if you have some traditions that you continue with, and we do, you know, to take from it the love that is made available to you and to them through relationships, and take these good times and treasure them, store them up in your heart, because we're going to need that reassurance and comfort and knowledge of that we have had love in our life to carry us through the days ahead. Do you want me to pray?
Yes, please.
Father, I thank you. I thank you for this evening, for those who are here tonight. This holiday, Lord, is it's a weird one. It's a really strange holiday when we look at it spiritually speaking, because, you know, we know that it's not the official day that Jesus was born, and yet we've wrapped all of these traditions around it and have justified gift giving and spending outrageous amounts of money, and some people putting themselves in debt for something that really has no... if it were spiritual, we wouldn't do this, Lord. I don't know. I don't understand it. But what I do know is that we do enjoy getting together with our family members. And for some of us, Lord, that family gathering has shrunk, or it may not even be existent anymore. And that's very hard. That's very hard, because it makes you feel alone. And yet I want to speak to the hearts and minds of those people, Lord God, and encourage them that they are not alone. They are never alone. You know, the world has done a great deal to hype up materially this holiday and to make it all about things. And we've all fallen into that trap at one time or another. But as we look soberly at the times that we are in and the days that are ahead, we want to take from it those few and far between moments where family can gather. And even if it's just pretend for one day that things are normal, but yet knowing that they're not. You know, there's that reflection to a time when families were different. And I don't know. All I know is I pray for comfort. I pray for peace. And I pray for joy for those who do gather. I pray for families, Lord God, to maintain peace, even if family members are very different now, genetically speaking. And I ask you, Lord, to bring at this time, if there's an opportunity for those maybe who have not taken the mark of the beast, that they too might be experiencing things that they can't explain. And maybe this will be the opportunity for them to accept Jesus and the knowledge of him and a relationship and be open to a relationship with him at this time, at this last hour, at this last minute. And so I pray that those opportunities perhaps would present at any of these families that gather over this time. But Father, I thank you for being able to have dinner tonight with Anthony and my mother and stepdad. I thank you for the food that you provided. I thank you for allowing me to still have my mom in my life at this time. I pray for peace for my sons. I pray for peace in the hearts and minds of all who have lost family that are here tonight. And I thank you for being our Heavenly Father, for being the one who gives us grace and comfort, because that's what we need now. We need comfort. And I ask you, Lord, to watch over and protect all of those who might be traveling to and fro, going between perhaps friends' houses or family members, that you would protect them, because even the roads are not safe anymore, Lord. And we need your angels. We're probably keeping them very busy with all that is going on right now. But we look to you, even for getting in our cars to go to the store or go across town or go to a doctor's appointment or a dental appointment. We need you in everything. And so I pray that even if there be times we're rushing around and we might forget to ask, that you will not forget, Lord God, that we would always ask you to be with us, guiding us, protecting us, providing for us. And thank you for making distinctions when weather comes that is really, Lord, just beyond anything that could ever be considered normal. There is no normal rain showers anymore. It's deluge and catastrophic flooding. It doesn't seem to be anything that is just a gentle rain anymore. You have to worry if you need to take your boat out and leave it in the front yard. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so because everything is so unpredictable and the seasons change, we ask for you to moderate the weather in the areas where we live, your children. You do make distinctions. I pray that you protect everyone from catastrophic flooding, damaging winds, hail, tornadoes, forest fires. Father, please take care of your children. Put your hand about them and do not allow Satan to hurt us or to take our homes or our livelihood or those of our neighbors. And so I thank you for hearing us. I thank you for this time that we can come together as friends and family in Christ Jesus, to lift one another up, to encourage one another when we're down, and to encourage one another to keep going, to pick each other up and keep going so that we can all finish this race and that we can see Jesus, which is the greatest reward and prize we could ever, ever have. And I thank you for this time. Amen.
going to be amazing when he appears.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
The world has never experienced it since he was here, incarnate. It's going to be amazing.
It certainly is. I agree.
Thank you all. God bless you all, and good night.
Good night.